Thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, 8 years ago, we announced a heavy penalty on the Bulldogs for large breaches of the salary cap. At the time, all clubs publicly supported the need for a salary cap system in our game. Our clubs continue to support the benefits that the cap brings to rugby league. Over the last few weeks, it's come to light that the Storm has engaged in a long-term system of operating what might conveniently be called two sets of books. To their credit, this morning the Storm representatives have come in and confessed to a well-organised system of paying players outside the cap. On what we know, this amounted to $1.7 million over the last 5 years, including approximately $700,000 in 2010. The elaborate lengths that they went to hide the payments was quite extraordinary. The breakthrough in the investigation was the discovery by the salary cap auditor and his team of a file in a separate room at the Storm to the room that contained the file with the players' contracts outlining payments to the players not declared to us. These payments have allowed them to recruit and retain some of the best players in the game. The results of their practices on the field speak for themselves. This is not a time to debate the cap. The rules are the rules. Everyone in this competition knows them. Particularly after the Bulldogs, they knew the risk they were taking. There's no alternative for the NRL in terms of penalty. The penalty will be the stripping of 3 minor premierships and 2 premierships. The return of $1.1 million in prize money that will be distributed to the other 15 clubs evenly. A fine of $500,000. In the 2010 season, all competition points earned thus far will be taken away, and the team shall not accrue any further points in the 2010 season. To Melbourne's credit, they've accepted the penalty in full. Thank you.
We're live with the press conference, David Gallop at NRL headquarters.
Won't be awarded the premierships.
So the record books will say?
The record books will say that the premierships for 2007 and 2009 are stripped.
David, are you at liberty to say what players were involved in the salary cap breach?
Not at this stage. I'm very disappointed.
You said from what we know, are you saying this would be larger broading of the cap than what you expect?
To the Storm and News' credit, they've indicated that a full forensic audit through a large firm of accountants will immediately be undertaken to reveal the full extent of what was going on.
Can I just say good afternoon, everyone? I'd like to say a couple of things. One, I believe today is a very deeply regrettable day, certainly for sports fans generally, but certainly for rugby league fans. My knowledge of this has been only over the last few days, and certainly the gravity of it only since last night. But I feel a number of emotions. I certainly feel angry. I feel very, very disappointed. And quite frankly, I feel sick in my stomach by it. You know, News doesn't tolerate behaviour like this. And later on, I'll explain why I believe that it wasn't picked up in the checks and balances that we have as a company.
This is John Hardigan, head of News Limited.
I would like to say that while the penalties are unprecedented, I believe they are warranted. And, you know, that to take premierships and minor premierships off a club, that's unknown territory in sport in Australia. I think what you're going to see and hear of is collusion at such a level and such an orchestrated level of deceptive conduct you may understand why, over a period of years, 5 years, some $1.7 million was able to be fraudulently misappropriated in smaller, very much smaller increments over that period. We've moved, I think, very swiftly this morning. We've brought the management of the storm to Sydney for an emergency meeting with ourselves. Ultimately, that has gone to the NRL to tell them of their activities. And as David said, I think they now have a full understanding of what has transpired. The things that we've done, we've appointed this morning Deloitte, an accounting firm, to look forensically at every aspect of the storm's financial affairs and everything to do with the management of their business. Secondly, we have stood down two members of the senior management team within Storm. Thirdly, we've appointed, I think, respected Administrator Frank Stanton to be caretaker CEO. And finally, we haven't formed a view about other people within the club, but we'll await the results of that forensic inquiry to see if there are going to be further actions taken about anyone associated with the club.
We've been listening to the voices there of John Hardigan from News Limited, and prior to that, David Gallop of the NRL with the news, the extraordinary news that the Storm has been stripped of two premierships, of three minor premierships, of a staggering amount of money, as has been detailed, although a little confusing to the absolute total. We'll work that for you at the moment. I just want to go back to Ray Hadley on this because, I mean, Ray was right on this from the start. So let's just get some reaction. Unbelievable.
I'm stunned. Hmm. I'm absolutely stunned. And I know John Hardigan particularly well. He's a highly regarded executive with the News Limited. Well, he's the boss of News Limited in Australia. It'd be gut-wrenching for him. Absolutely gut-wrenching to be at that media conference. But I guess it's one of the reasons why News Limited want to get out of the control of rugby league altogether. It's a testimony to Hardigan's integrity that this has happened while a 50% shareholder in the company, in the NRL company, being News Limited, have been party to doing this to their own club. And Hardigan, you know, it's an unbelievable process for him that his club, as the boss of News Limited, would have done this not just to the game but to his company and to him personally. And I noted that he said that they'll be, you know, with Frank Stanton, of course, and I think Frank's on the board of the club, so obviously, or he was on the board, he'll take control of this. He's a widely experienced rugby league man as a player, a coach, and then an administrator, and it's very capably left in his hands. But I noted that Mr. Hardigan, you know, was talking then about the possibility of other people being looked at in relation to what they may have done. Mm. And obviously that would be the former chief executive who presided. And I don't know how the ARU stand with him now, that Brian Waldron was part of this club during these salary cap rorts, totalling well over $1 million,
yeah.
Stripped of two premierships, three minor premierships, and a fine of $500,000, and returning $1.1 million in prize money.
Practically speaking, I mean, we have on the shield that would be up there on the trophy, 07 and 09, what will it say now?
Not one.
No winner, neither Manly nor Para.
No, in Parramatta, you can imagine their fans, how filthy I'd be. Look, I think this adds further debate. We have a second AFL team coming into Western Sydney. I know that for marketing reasons, I think it's very important to have a team in the second biggest city in the country, but this will put the long-term viability of the Melbourne Storm in some doubt. The stench surrounding this club and the people connected with it will live for a long, long time.
Well, the irony is, you know, I mean, I listen to you guys at the weekend. There's always been whispers. There's always been insinuation. And you read, even in the press articles over the many years, that it's been one of those things. We think there's something going on, but no one can ever prove it.
Well, they've spoken about it in relation to Brisbane and you know, why these players can stay there and all the rest of it. I'm not casting any aspersions on Brisbane. They have not been found guilty of anything at this particular stage. But what it does illustrate to me is that if you cheat, like Canterbury did all those years ago, and Canterbury's now a wonderfully administered club. They've recovered from that, you know, drama. Melbourne now confront the same sort of drama. If you cheat, you'll get found out. Now, whether it's by the media or whether it's by a disaffected former staff member, it doesn't matter. You'll get found out. And that's a timely reminder to all the clubs. You know, and I would think that Waldron, who's just signed a big fat contract with the Super 15 franchise in Victoria, his future will be now engraved out. You know, if he was part of the club that presided over this, you know, the biggest salary cap brought in the history of the game. And as documented by, you know, the managing shareholder of the club in News Limited, or the sole shareholder of the club.
You just think about it. I mean, the words from David Gallup, two sets of books running. You know, the words from Mr. Hardigan, you know, words in the order of, you know, some big conspiracy.
I would think that Mr. Hardigan now would be looking at criminal proceedings. Because of breaches of corporation law. You can't run a company that's controlled by the biggest media organisation in this country and one of the biggest media organisations in the world and dud them in the way that they've been dudded. And I'm sure that Mr. Hardigan would be briefing their lawyers now for charges to be brought against the people who've, you know, perpetuated this against his company.
Yeah.
And you know, I repeat what I said, and I know him, and I've known him for my entire broadcasting career. He's the man of most impeccable integrity. He's an honourable man. He would be absolutely gutted and devastated that he's been embarrassed and his company's been embarrassed by the goings-on at a football club that he probably doesn't want to own anyway.
Yeah, let's just go back a few steps, because you'll appreciate there are some people that aren't fiercely into rugby league on this. I mean, how typically would something like this, you know, we say two sets of books. So a big star player, no names necessary. You know everyone in the league wants him. So what do you do? I mean, how is it practically done that something like this is played?
Well, you've got to be devious and you've got to be a criminal, I guess, to a certain extent. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're running a panel beating business at Granville or running a football club in Melbourne. If you're running two sets of books, you've got to be deviously minded. And, you know, and I'm not inferring that anyone in the penal-beating business is deviously minded. I'm trying to illustrate that you have to be a deviously minded person. And you know, to brazenly do this, and the forensic investigation that will follow will uncover a lot more, I'm sure, that Mr. Hardigan's outlined. And thankfully, News Limited have at their disposal some of the best forensic accountants in the world. And they'll be going over this fine-tooth comb. The other thing that needs to be said is, surely players were aware of it. Because if they're being paid an amount of money apart from what they're being paid legally, maybe there's a problem here for them as far as the Australian Tax Office is
concerned. And that's right. And we're not talking just about just any player. I mean, it would be big-name players will be the ones
exactly.
that...
Exactly. And then you think about the role of perhaps player managers.
Yeah.
What they didn't know, that... You know, the player was being paid this amount, which was on the contract, which was registered with the NRL, and then we're copping backhanders. I mean, you know, there's a criminality attached to this that's breathtaking.
Final question on this for the state of the season. Now, the Storm have got to run out on the weekend and play essentially for no purpose.
Well, and get ready for that from round 7 to round 26, because they can't make the 8. You know, and you know, the magnitude of this shouldn't be lost. This is a club that's owned by News Limited. So News Limited, as a partner in the game, have shown, and that's why I refer to Hardigan's integrity, have shown, you know, that they are an honourable group of people there. I mean, this is the club they own that's dudded them as well as the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what role, if any, coaches played in this. Certainly administrators played a role. But there's a pall over the entire club now, from players, coaches, and all the other people. You know, their integrity, to a certain extent, there'll be some people there that are guilty of nothing, but their integrity will be tarnished for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's right. And I mean, not to mention what, you know, the impact of this on the history of the game, but there'll be 2 years of which fiercely played out competitions and there's no names on the trophy.
Well, think about, you know, Manly in 2007 and Parramatta in 2009. What do their supporters say? What do their players say?
And people emailing me now saying, well, what about, you know, I had a bet on that game and I lost. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you start to think of the ramifications and the flow on all this.
Anyone that has a bet in rugby league's a mug because you might as well go and get a lotto ticket on a Monday and Wednesday. You know, I've been calling for 24 years and someone said to me, do you have a bet? And I said, I love having a bet in the horses, but I've never had a bet in rugby league and never would.
Yes.
And not for the reasons that we're discussing at the moment. I just think it's a dead set lottery.
Yeah.
You're dealing with 26 and in some cases 34 players. You don't know where their mindset is in terms of, you know, whether they're up for the game, down for the game, or anywhere other for the game. You know, and that's nothing to do with integrity or anything else. It's just all the variables when you have a bet on rugby league. But, you know, the simple fact of the matter is this will have wide-ranging ramifications for the game of rugby league, not just in the immediate future as the forensic examinations conducted by the owners News Limited, but for the future viability of Melbourne. Melbourne may cease to exist as a rugby league town from this day on.
All right, Ray, thank you. I know everyone's trying to ring you. I'll let you get back to the phones.
Cheers.
See you. Ray Hadley with that. First with the news, and then we've been able to bring it to you live, and I'll tell you that press conference is still going. A long one it will be as they try to seek answers to this. I'm just interested in your reaction to it. On the open line, I mean, I know we don't do rugby league, we don't do that much sport in this program, but your reaction to that is a massive story. Beyond what goes on the field, it's a company story. There's a business aspect to this, and it involves one of the most profound, significant media companies in this country. And not to mention, for those of you who are mad fans of this, I mean, the 2007-2009 premierships will be not determined. And then, who knows? I just pass it to you, your reaction to it. 131873.